Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Time now to say hello to our next guest, Gloria Banish. She is in Appleton, Wisconsin. And Gloria is the founder, owner, and team leader at GJB Health Services. Hello, Gloria.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. And Gloria, let's tell everybody about your website and where they could find you on the web.
Okay. We have two different websites. One is https://gjbhealthservices.com. And the other site is dedicated to my work with couples, and that is https://couplesworkshopwisconsin. Coupleswi.com.
Okay, so then if you would tell us all about what you do there at GJB Health Services. And I'm getting the feeling GJB are your initials for Gloria Jean Banish.
They are indeed.
All right, so tell us about it. What do you do? How do you do it?
Okay, well, my work primarily is doing couples therapy. I'm a certified Gottman therapist, and I'm the only certified Gottman therapist in the state of Wisconsin.
And exactly what is a Gottman therapist? Tell us, if you would, for the folks not familiar with that.
Okay, so the work that I do is based on the research that John Gottman started in 1972 with his research partner, Robert Levinson. And they did the most scientifically based, exhaustive, long-term, multidimensional study on relationships that has ever been done. In fact, you know, in the world of therapy and psychology, it is really quite rare to have hardcore scientific data. We have a lot of theories, and theories that are based on maybe personal experience or on couples that people have worked with in the past, or just something that kind of came to them. But this is a very, very different type of therapy.
And
John
and
Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, and you say it's data-driven. Exactly what kind of data? Statistical data or records, historical case histories? How does that work?
Well, it's absolutely hardcore data. So John and Robert followed almost 3,000 couples for up to 20 years. And so they interviewed them at all different stages of their relationship. So they would bring them in and they would ask them to have a conflict discussion. And then they would ask them about the history of their relationship, the history of their family of origin, the history of their beliefs about relationships and other relationships that they had been in. And then they would have them check into the love lab, which was kind of like a bed and breakfast that they built on the campus of the University of Washington. And the couples were basically told, bring food and bring whatever it is that you enjoy doing at home. So bring cards, bring a game, bring books. There will be a TV there. And you're just going to hang out and behave as though you were in your own home. And while you're doing that, we're going to be recording you with three different cameras during every moment of your wakeful interaction. We're also going to outfit you with Holter monitors so that when your heart rate increases, that we're going to be able to track that.
So it's kind it's kind of a therapeutic goldfish bowl.
Yes, it was. It was. And people said, that's never going to work. People are not going to behave at, you know, in this love lab like they do at home, that's really ridiculous. But they found that very quickly people would seem to apparently forget somehow that the camera was there, that the Holter monitors were there. Even when they went to the bathroom, they would take a urine sample to see if there were stress hormones in their urine sample. And then after they were finished recording their time in the love lab, they would bring the couple out and sit them down in front of the monitors and show them clips of various times in their interactions when their heart rate went up or their blood pressure went up. And they would ask it them, so what was going on for you in this moment? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What was happening for you internally when this happened? So they gathered a vast amount of data. They also had teams of coders sitting, watching every moment of every minute in the love lab and counting different behaviors that they saw happen while they were watching. And so at the end of 20 years, they were able to see which couples had stayed together and which were successful, and which couples had stayed together and were miserable, and which couples had not stayed together and had ended up separating or divorcing.
So let me ask you a question here, Gloria. Were, from all of this exhaustive data, were they able to extrapolate some predictive patterns of, if you start out here, this is where you may end up?
Oh, absolutely. We got some very clear data. In fact, John was able to predict with 91% accuracy based on observing new couples' behavior, whether or not they were going to stay together and be happy, or whether or not they were going to be miserable, or whether or not they were going to be going to divorce. In fact, we know things like women tend to bring up 80 to 82% of the issues that need to be discussed in relationships. We know that in successful relationships, in successful mature relationships, that couples turn toward one another's bids for attention about 76% of the time. In unhappy couples, it's more like 33% of the time.
Wow.
We also know that all the things that all couples argue about 69% of the time are perpetual reoccurring problems. And that means there's absolutely no answer. There's no solving these problems,
them. Is that because it's like a habitual argument, and there really is no resolution to it, so it just keeps getting chewed over again and again and again?
Exactly, exactly, yes. You know, like my husband and I have not had a fight about original material in probably 25 years, you know? Same thing. And frankly, we're both bored to tears with it. Whenever it rears its ugly head, we're like, seriously, again, can I do your part? You do my part. How you want to switch it up here?
Yeah, just to, but how many new things happen in a couple's experience together that they could make for new arguments? It would seem to me that, you know, the same issues keep coming up because they are irresolvable.
Well, they are irresolvable, and here's the reason why. They're irresolvable because there's many right ways to do things, and both of them are right, and they don't agree. And so they're trying to convince the other person that they're right and the other person is wrong. And, of course, that just never works. So they end up getting gridlocked and not talking about the problem at all. In fact, whenever the problem comes up, they tend to think, well, I'm not even going to bother to try to talk to you about that because I know what's going to happen. You're not going to be reasonable. You're not going to listen to me.
You're not going to do it.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to change.
Right, right. Now, so in your practice where you use the Gottman method therapy, I would imagine that what you're doing is leaning on this storehouse of data and the predictive patterns that it pulled out. And you're using that then to steer your therapy with the couples to help them?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're able to teach couples how to utilize the skills that the successful are, Gottman called them the master couples, masters of relationships. We're able to teach them the skills that the masters used.
Sounds like it'd be an interesting movie, actually.
It really is. I mean, it is absolutely fascinating. And it's usually really simple things. You know, those 31% of problems that are solvable problems, situational problems, there's some really good reasons why those problems don't usually get solved. And that is what John and Julie Gottman called the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
And they are. What are those four horsemen? Because I've got to guess.
Criticism. Yeah. Criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling.
Right.
And so that's what I first, that's usually my first objective with clients is to teach them how to communicate with each other without those four horsemen running wild, galloping around their living room.
So let me ask you a question, Gloria. What in a scenario like this, you say certain problems are irresolvable. So let's say a couple is together, and there's a person is an in-law to one of them and a direct family member to the other, and neither one likes them, but they are, which happens.
Right.
It happens. You know, there really is no resolution because neither one... You're going to continue to see this person because it's a close relative on one side. This is the kind of thing people will fight for 35 years?
Yep, pretty much. That's one of the things. So, you know, what the... Of course, this is nobody you know, right? I mean, this would
no,
be a hypothetical.
Never,
situation.
Never heard of anything like
yes.
this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, what we teach people to do is to be able to dialogue about these situations, to be able to interview one another by asking open-ended questions to deeply come to understand and eventually appreciate your partner's position on the issue and the reasons that those positions exist. And so once that happens, then they seem to become better able to accept influence from each other. And when they're able to talk about how they feel and what they need, then oftentimes they find that their partners are willing to try their very hardest to give them what they need. And perpetual reoccurring problems can have temporary or partial compromise solutions worked out. And it may be on a situation-by-situation basis. It can be, okay, you know, Aunt Edna's coming over again. How are you feeling? What's your energy level like? Are you going to be able to stick this one out? Or did you just forget something at the grocery store you need to run and pick up? While yeah. Aunt Edna's here.
How early in the process of these discussions and therapy does it come up of, you know, the 800-pound elephant in the room? How early do you define it? And the fact that, you know, it's going to be very hard to move this 800-pound elephant.
Right. Well, you know, that is usually the first thing we deal with because we want to start where the couple is. Now, we also try, before we launch into finding repairs, we try to thoroughly assess where the couple is in their relationship and what's going on for each of them in all areas of the relationship because it's difficult to work blind. You know, you need to know what's working well in the relationship so that you can use those strengths to help them to overcome the areas that are more challenging for them. But, you know, we start with, okay, what brought you into therapy and what do we want to do about that? And generally, you know, it's about being able to hear one another and being able to speak to each other in a way that avoids criticism, so to complain without blame.
Our guest is Gloria Jean Banish, the founder, owner, and team leader at GJB Health Services. She's based in Appleton, Wisconsin, and she has a website. Gloria, can you tell us that website before we go to break?
Okay, the one that's devoted to the couples therapy is https://couplesworkshopswi.com.
And we're going to get back with Gloria Jean because there's an online assessment I'd like to discuss more. And also, she has a whole team over there at GJB Health Services. So I'd like to talk about that too, and we'll do it right after the break. So we'll have more after this.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actor Studio, visit kdmaandtheactorstudio.com. That's kdmaandtheactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Gloria Jean Banish is with us. Gloria is the founder, owner, and team leader at GJB Health Services in Appleton, Wisconsin. And the website is couplesworkshopswi.com. And Gloria Jean, I wanted to cover something that we had been discussing, the whole approach with the Gottman therapy. And you say that the assessment, there's an online assessment that can be taken by any couple. Could you get into that a little more and explain how it's done?
Sure. If couples are interested in taking this couples assessment, they can contact our office and or contact me through my website, and they can sign up for the assessment. The assessment is all done online. We send out two separate email link invitations to two separate emails, and it takes about an hour and a half to take the assessment. And then once it is completed, I'm notified that it's completed, and then I set up a result session with the couple, which generally takes about an hour and a half. And I go through the assessment and tell them what's working well in the relationship, the areas that are areas of concern and struggle for both of them, and the areas that one of them feel is problematic and the other does not. There's also a section in there that is a rough screen for personal issues that people face, like depression, anxiety, alcohol, drug problems, and that kind of thing.
So it's a pretty thorough and detailed assessment of what's happening with these folks. And generally, how's the follow-up happen after that?
Well, the couple has some options. So sometimes people give the assessment for a wedding gift or an engagement gift or even an anniversary gift. And I give the couple the information, and they say, thank you very much, and they go on their way, and they don't take any action, at least with me. They may seek therapy at some later date with me or with someone else, or they may choose to just take the knowledge that they have obtained from the results of the assessment and kind of approach it informally to try to enrich those areas. And sometimes when I do couples therapy, the assessment is always a part of our work together, because that gives us the big picture view. You know, it helps us to understand the context in which we are viewing the issues that brought the couple into therapy.
I understand.
And also, when I do marathon sessions with people, I generally start with the relationship checkup as well.
I wanted to talk a little more about the staffing there that you have at GJB Health Services, because it is not a sole practitioner situation with you. Your husband, I understand, works with you, and he's very accomplished. He's got expertise in a lot of areas. Could you talk about that for a bit?
Yes, he is board certified in psychiatry, neurology, neuropsychiatry, neurophysiology, and vascular neurology. So he works with psychiatric issues. He monitors medication. He does neurological assessments, neuropsychological testing. He monitors medication for people with cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, seizure disorders, that kind of thing. People who have had strokes or who have dementia or who have other kinds of illnesses that would affect their brain capacity.
And you have other specialists there treating some specific problems. Could you give us an idea of how the rest of the staff rounds out?
Oh, yeah. We've got quite the gang on board here. Tanya Hanford and I probably work the closest together of all the therapists. She is a certified sex therapist. And so we typically refer back and forth frequently. She will work with a couple for a while who's experiencing sexual dysfunction, and then she will send them to me to work on more specifics of communication. And I will get clients that come in, and I work with them on becoming better friends and improving the trust that is between them. We work on communication and deal with any past regrettable incidences or fights and help them to better support one another. And then I may send them to Tanya to get help making sure that the plumbing's working okay, because many, many people have difficulties with various types of sexual activity, and for a wider range of different problems. Sometimes it's erectile dysfunction. Sometimes it's people that simply can't enjoy sex. Many times it's painful intercourse, often with women who have been abused or traumatized. That's the case. Or in menopausal women or postmenopausal women.
And then you also have folks working with children and people working with ADD and ADHD. So it's quite a rounded out experience base that you have there.
Yes, we do. We do. We've got some wonderful seasoned therapists who have dealt with grief and trauma, and they also do some couples work as well. They don't use Gottman methods. They use more traditional couples methods. We have one of our licensed professional counselors in training specializes in working with people on the autism spectrum. She especially enjoys working with pubescent girls and boys, and they seem to really connect and bond with her well. And we have another two licensed professional counselors in training that deal in other areas. One of them is a certified addictions therapist.
So, as I said before, there are a lot of experts dealing with a lot of different problem areas. And Gloria, we have a couple of minutes left here. So, I just want to make sure we've covered all the things that you've prepared for us. And if we have, if you could just go over some key takeaways for the audience today, things that you feel is important for them to remember from our talk today.
Okay, well, I would say to be aware of the information that John and Robert's research has given us, that 69% of the things that couples argue about are perpetual reoccurring issues, that the solution to being able to continue to function within a successful relationship is to be able to dialogue about those issues rather than vilify one another and become gridlocked and stop talking about them. That 31% of problems are problems that theoretically at least have solutions, and those solutions can be obtained if they can avoid having the four horsemen of the apocalypse galloping around in their living room. And this is not rocket science. We can teach these skills fairly easily and usually very quickly. An option to entering couples therapy would also be to attend a couples workshop. The Art and Science of Love workshop for couples is offered in many states across the U.S., I'm the only one that does them in Wisconsin, but people can go to the Gottman Institute's website and go to the couple section to find a workshop that is near them and also to find a Gottman couples therapist who is close by that they can seek out therapy from or at least a consultation from. Also, if people are interested in doing the Gottman relationship checkup, they can do that without ever coming to my office or agreeing or committing to doing anything after that point. And the charge for the Gottman relationship checkup and the results session is $250 for the two things, and that can all be done by remote session.
Gloria Jean Banish, and her company is GJB Health Services. And Gloria, if you would just repeat your website and other contact information before we wrap up here.
Okay. My phone number is 920-560-4525. We're in Appleton, Wisconsin. The website for couples is couplesworkshopwi.com. And the site for our company is GJBHealthServices.com, and there you will be able to look at the Meet the Team page and see all of our therapists and the bios that are on there for people to view.
Gloria, thanks so much. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.